Radio Gdańsk, English News.
I'm Andrew Carter, and these are the headlines this Thursday, 21st of April, 2022. Last holdout in Ukrainian port city under threat. Russia boasts of new missile test. And Polish coal mine explosion kills five people. Good afternoon. In the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, attention is focused on the steel plant in Mariupol, which is the last remaining stronghold of Ukrainian forces in the city. Around 1,000 civilians are said to be trapped in tunnels and chambers under the complex. A Ukrainian military officer, who identified himself as one of those defending the installation, posted a video plea on Facebook yesterday, calling for world leaders to help in evacuating wounded soldiers, women and children. The head of the Russian Republic of Chechnya, whose soldiers have been fighting in Ukraine, said Russian troops will have complete control of the complex today. Meanwhile, the British military reported that fighting has been intensifying in the southeastern region of Donbass as Russia gathers its forces on Ukraine's eastern border. The UN Refugee Agency says that the number of people fleeing Ukraine to escape Russia's invasion has now passed 5 million. Russia's defense ministry said yesterday that it has test-launched a new intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time. President Vladimir Putin said that the Sarmat weapon is unique and will make those who threaten Russia think twice. Sarmat is designed to carry multiple nuclear warheads and is intended to become a key part of Russia's nuclear arsenal for decades to come. The United States recently called off testing of its intercontinental missiles to avoid escalating tensions. Five people have died after two explosions at a coal mine in southern Poland yesterday. The first blast at the Pniówek mine, close to the Czech border, happened shortly after midnight, around 1,000 metres under the surface. A rescue operation was begun immediately, but 3 hours later a second explosion occurred and contact was lost with the rescuers. More than 20 people have been hospitalised with severe burns. The search for workers still missing underground has been halted due to dangerous conditions. Yesterday saw two emergency landings of Polish passenger flights, including one at Gdansk Airport. A Wizz Air flight from Warsaw to Oslo landed in Gdansk after information was received about a possible explosive on board, according to airport representatives. 200 passengers were evacuated before the plane was checked and found to be safe. Earlier, airport authorities in Prague say they'd received information about a potential threat on a LOT flight from Warsaw. Passengers left the plane safely after landing and checks are underway. Poland's milk bars could receive help to stay profitable if new legislation proposed by the Ministry of Finance is adopted. The low-cost eateries would benefit from changes to the rules around their markups and the levels of subsidy they receive. Milk bars, or bar mleczne, have been providing affordable meals to Poles for more than a century. Traditionally, their menus were mainly dairy-based. They were nationalised under communist rule, but these days, as private restaurants, they still receive government funding.
The weather.
It'll be a dry and mild day today in Gdansk, although it'll remain cloudy with a top temperature of 12 degrees Celsius, 53 Fahrenheit. Similar weather is in store for tomorrow, before what could be a wet weekend. You've been listening to the Radio Gdansk English Service News and Weather. Have a good day.